Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well, you know, I am smiling again.
Yeah.
It's all right. Smiling. Welcome to Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Standout Riot Broadcast Delay.
Here's Paul.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm feeling a little flippant this week.
Oh, yeah.
I think I may be a little flippant. That was Stand Out Right, Broadcast Delay, from their brilliant album, The Gentleman Bandits, which is out now on That's Not Skanking at TNS Records. And hello to everyone up there. What's the website?
StandOutRight.com?
No, StandOutRight.co.uk. I think maybe before this show started, I did say I don't think you'll get any of the websites this week.
Yeah.
I lure you into a false sense of security. Or insecurity, should I say. Perhaps you will get them very easily. Anyway, it makes it probably be an internet one. Tony Neil, have I got some additional material for you?
Okay.
We've got the closest punk he's ever come to a rap battle here. It's time for Poetry Corner. We have the inevitable, and I thank her for it, Joni H. Cheers has come through with yet another limerick. Hey, P&T. Better talent, no station could hire it. Enjoyment, you totally inspire it. You're one of life's joys, you hot punky boys. Now back you go, choking the pirate.
That's nice.
A very nice one. That's from Joni H's The Falmouth Furburger Flipper. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent. And she is, of course, moving around the country licking women one city at a time, and I thank her for it. But, however, controversy reigns because I then got a poem from Glombongo Glombongo, pissed off in the Congo. So, who said that Joni has one hell of a cheek, calling you wankers week after week? I wouldn't wonder you're both wearing frowns, but fuck it, she's right, you're both crowns, right?
Nice.
So, it's a double onanist rap battle there. And Glombongo didn't stop there. I then got a joke. And if you do have a joke or a poem, do send them to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your emails, Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. There he goes. A little girl goes to a pet shop and asks, "Excuse me, do you have any with the wabbits?" The shopkeeper's heart melts. He gets down his knees so he's on her level and says, "Do you want a with a white wabbit or a soft, fluffy black wabbit or one like that with the brown one over there?" The little girl blushes, rocks on her heels, puts her hands on her knees, leans forward and whispers, "I don't really think my python gives a fuck." No. So there you go. This week's jokes and poems, do send them in. I do like them. We'll get on the next track, mate. Now, I don't think we've ever played this track before. I've got a little bit confused about the music that is on this week. I'm not as on top of it, even as normal. I'm faffing around now. Here's the CD. It's a band called The Hit Priests, who are Nottingham's premier garage punk band. Absolutely brilliant. And this is from the album Tight and Exciting. And they are... what I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/hippriests?
No, facebook.com/thehippriests. Quality internet too, Tony Neil. This is Young Savage.
I'm
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Hit Priest. Check them out when you can. They gig regularly. Actually, they've got two gigs over the Bonfire Night weekend, both at the Old Angel in Nottingham. Maybe you get a chance to check them out there. They're doing one in Bromley. So, I might have missed the Bromley. Oh, shut up, Paul. Have you got any Podcast Alley votes or Facebook comments?
I've got some Facebook walls.
Oh, that'll do.
Thank you very much for your comments so far. As I say, you've got two ways of leaving us comments. Firstly, Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our Facebook wall after liking it, of course. Search on Facebook for Punky Radio. It's the radio station page. Click on that, like it, and leave us a comment on our wall. We'll read them out.
Yeah, do.
Alternatively, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Or leave us a comment on Podcast Alley. I remember you can actually do both. Easy way to do this, go to Punky Radio on top of the screen. Important, please vote for the link. Please vote for his link, rather. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish. Because read them out. Thank you. And I've sent a reminder out, so please use no excuses. And here's the top three Facebook comments for the last three. First one, Dirty Beard, who we featured on my show a couple of months ago from Mansfield.
Well, we like Dirty Beard, don't we?
Dirty Beard are great. Proper dirty stoner rock.
I'd like some more of that, please, Tony.
Okay. I think I've got the whole album, actually. We emailed all the MP3s for it. Plenty to choose from. But they say...
Get us one for next week. Oh, no, don't get us one for next week. I'll tell you why later on.
Okay.
Get us one for soon.
Sure, definitely. There's about at least four or five I've picked for the show, so... Great. But they say, hey, guys, how's things? Just letting you know, we've got a few tunes on our band page to listen to, which was soundcloud.com/dirtybeard. Visit our Facebook page for the link, if you're a bit lazy. Check them out. They are great. And they've got...
Yeah, they are really, really good. Like them a lot.
Yeah. And they've got, I think, at least one or two albums worth of stuff, so great. Listen to them. Next comment. From Domenico Galotto, who says, Saludos, Destiny Munich.
Thank you. What does that mean, then?
No idea. Hello from Munich? Saludos got to be hello, isn't it?
Yes, and I do know who it is. Hello. Hello, Domenico. He's, I hope we said his name right. I think I met him at the thingamy.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The secret garage punk festival in Sardinia that I went to.
Ah, okay.
He was there, and he's since moved to Germany. And hello, mate, from us.
That makes sense, then. That's not German, but, okay, good. Yeah, he's your friend on Facebook, actually, looking at it, so that's, that makes sense.
So it is, yeah. Yeah. Hello, mate, how are you doing? I'm glad you're listening.
And finally, welcome to Scott Jakubik. Hey guys, sorry I haven't written in a long time. The last several months have just been brutal at work. Just starting to catch up on shows now. Currently I'm at the Solo Tony show. Can't wait to listen through them all and get out of the always queuing funk I'm in. Thanks, Scott. It all gets better from then on.
If he gets through the Solo Tony show, yeah. Yeah, he's only about a month or so behind, isn't he? 6 weeks
behind. Yeah, that's not far.
Not long now.
Yeah.
Not long now, Scott.
Exactly. That's all the Facebook comments, so thanks, and leave us some more. Thank you.
Right, well, now, here's a heads up on next week's show straight away, then. Because I had a look at it, and I think we should do the Halloween show next week.
Okay. Yeah, Halloween's week on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. So
that
I think we'll do that. The Punky Radio does the best Halloween show. We might not do many other good ones, but in terms of music, we play the best music on Halloween show of anyone. That's it. I don't care whether you hate everything I say and whether you despise my co-host Tony.
Hi.
You listen to the show next week because the music's great. And as a little bit of, I just thought, yeah, we'll just listen. I'll tell you about it a bit after. This is Joint Pop, Souls Going Cheap.
Girl in cold, my rock and roll band, Lord, are getting old.
That was Join Pop from their album The Longest Kiss Goodnight, and I put in a Halloweeny sort of title there. Soul's Going Cheap, even though it's not a Halloween song. They are of course the finest Caribbean rock and roll band that the world's ever seen, I would argue. They brings together some of the most sensitive musicians of Trinidad and Tobago underground circuit. And then they're not always sensitive. They fucking go for it. They're brilliant. So anyway, that's that. And that is out on Anarchy on the Avenue Records, I think. But yes, what I want to know is, what's their website?
Jointpop.com?
Yeah.
Ah.
Tony 2, point of view, the internet one. This is all turned around the way I wasn't expecting. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerby underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. And I will get the new beds up soon, I promise you.
Okay.
Did you do anything last week?
I was still quite ill and stuff last week. Sorting mortgage stuff out is pretty much, that's what I've been doing until about yesterday. So, yeah.
I could stop asking you this question. I can instead say. Anyway, before we get on to what I did last week, this is what Tony did last week. House, car, illness. Right?
Work.
House, car, illness, work. I did so much last week. I had so many gigs and it was such a good laugh and everything was completely brilliant. But I'm just going to tell you about what I did on Monday night, which was my new show at the Relentless Garage at Highbury Corner. First night of a new gig, and I had Craig Murray and Rick Wright on, and three acts in the middle in billed as an open mic fight, in that three acts would go up doing 5 minutes each and the winner would get a cash prize. As it was, the crowd was so small that I didn't think it was in terms of paying customers. There were quite a few people there that were guests and friends of friends and all that sort of thing. But in terms of paying customers, it was such a small amount of people there. I didn't think it was fair to give one of the acts the money. So I ended up giving them all a tenner.
Okay.
Just to say thanks very much for coming down. And they were all really, really good. One of them was an act called Sri Sri, the neurotic yoga teacher, and she went on stage in a nice dress, did about 30 seconds, whipped the dress off over her head, revealing pants and bra, and then sat down, put her foot behind her head and did some yoga material.
Nice.
It was fantastic. I got absolutely leathered. In fact, everyone in there got absolutely leathered. The show was supposed to finish at 10:30. We were still, it had finished by then, but we were still there at gone midnight. I missed my train, ended up staying with my friend Harriet in Battersea. I have stayed there before. She's nuts. And she's so nuts that she's been attending a sex addiction clinic, even though I don't think she is a sex addict at all. I just think she's mad and just needs to go somewhere. Anyway, I can't remember exactly what happened, but before we got back to hers at the gig in front of people, she said, "I think you should come to the sex addiction clinic with me. I think you'd benefit."
Really?
And I said, "Well, it sounds like a great idea." because there's going to be a load of people there addicted to sex. I'm well up for it. I must be able to pull at that. You can't pull at that, well, can you?
Exactly.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I don't think I'll go. Because basically, else is in South London. I'd have to find myself a bed for the night to go to the sex addiction clinic. I don't really think that would work out properly. Anyway, the next show at the Garage is on Tuesday, November 22nd, and it's going to be brilliant. And I will. There'll be more details about it in future weeks, but there's ways to find out about it if you choose to. I will probably blog about it all. My blog's not up yet. By the time you hear this show, the blog might be up. But at the moment, I am going to blog about the whole weekend, and my blog is poorlybee.blogspot.com.
Cool.
Yes. Right, next up, as you know, we do two songs in a row now. Listen out shortly for, again, a band I think we might have played before, but I'm not calling it From the Vaults because I'm not absolutely sure. Or the track, anyway. A band called Sugar Puff Demons. We probably have played it before, but they're an old band. First up, though, we've got a band called Urban Waste that are signed to Nicotine Records, and we haven't featured enough, frankly. And it's from their album that I now can't find. It's from the album Recycled, and they are an American hardcore band that first formed in 1981 and then have got back together for an album, rather like sort of Riot Squad did. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UrbanWaste.
No, myspace.com/UrbanWasteNYC. Poorly Been Into 2, Tony 2. Listen out, Sugar Puff Demons, but first, this is Greed.
Well, I'm standing at the station and I run right out of bed. see what I have found. And I'm looking down the track, and my eyes went through my back. Here comes the shiny suit, and he got the ticket grab. Paris in a suitcase, Paris got a holiday. Paris in a suitcase, they don't come, but it's okay.
That was Family in a Suitcase by Sugar Puff Demons. Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SugarPuffDemons?
No, facebook.com/pages/the-sugar-puff-demons. And they're one of these old psychobilly bands, I think they were from the Northeast, who they only sort of did one album and vanished. But judging by their Facebook page, I think things might be stirring. I think we might be looking at another reunion. Yeah?
Okay.
I'm going to get in touch with them. I'm going to do some research anyway, because I do think they're fabulous. You're listening to Planet Smash on Leeds right now. Have I already said that?
I don't think so.
I have now. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Take the punt. 12
bar. It is. Yes, another week, another 3 gigs at 12 Bar. We're going to do the weekends per usual. Don't forget, 12 Bar Club, still on Denmark Street in London. Please do check it out. Highly recommended by Punky. This weekend's gigs, this Friday, 21st of October. The Call Up, Prima Donna, The Marauders, Dandies, Machiavellian, and Crashing Flowers. It's an Enterprise Studios night, so it might be quite heavy. But how much do you think it is?
£6.
£5.
They play with my emotions down at the 12 Bar.
They do.
They do. Toy with me. Like I'm some plaything.
Throw you away like a piece of rubbish.
They build me up, they chop me down.
Yeah.
What they do is they drown me in cliches.
Saturday night, 22nd. The Skellies, the Corduroys, the Brassics, the Laurels, and Joe Fox. It's the London Calling night in association with
London
Modern Rockers.
Calling. Yeah, that is that has the Punky Radio seal of approval. Any London Calling night equals great punk.
Exactly. And how much do you get in?
£6.
It is.
Got one.
Sunday night.
I'm back in the room.
23rd of October. 3 minute tease and Pat Jazz Butcher Fish and Duke of the Dark and a late set from Jude Rawlins and Lady Gabby. Don't know. It's an album launch pad from 3 minute tease. So how much do you think it is on Sunday night?
Well, I'm going to go £6 again.
Five.
Five.
Mm.
Hell's teeth.
I know.
The Jazz Butcher.
Yeah, Pat Jazz Butcher Fish.
Well, no, there used to be an act called the Jazz Butcher, and I wonder if it's him, who again, managed to find his way onto a psychobilly compilation called Blood on the Cat. My goodness, I know my old school psychobilly. But the Jazz Butcher wasn't psychobilly, I wouldn't say. But really interesting. I don't mind losing that one. Sounds like a good weekend down at 12 Bar.
Yep. That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar. With an interesting twist this week. Oh, yeah. Anyway, next song are a band that have reformed for definite. Parkinson's, featuring a guy who played drums in a band last week. Last week we played King Slowly and the Cumberland 3, and Eric Beckonstrip is the drummer in them, and he's also the drummer in the Parkinson's. The Parkinson's lead singer went on to be the lead singer in Johnny Throttle, who are the band that my mate John Codger, who he's dreamy,
yeah,
is in his pub. It all connects. A sort of North London rock and roll mafia, really. But this is from the Parkinson's album, which I have here, Reason to Resist, which came out in 2004.
Wow.
And they'd got back together I don't think it's a 10th anniversary thing. I think they just settled a few differences and got back to some gigs, and I'm really pleased. This album came out on Curfew Records. I don't even know if it's still available, but I imagine you'll be able to buy the tracks at iTunes. And this is just done off sound like The Clash with Mick Jones singing this one, mate. What's the Parkinson's website?
Theparkinsons.co.uk?
No, the-parkinsons.com. Ha. There's no ha. I shouldn't have said that. Which makes it probably be Internet 4, Tony 2, and this is New Wave. That was the Parkinson's, Tony. You're listening to Sandwichy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
I think I'm going to keep this link relatively short. I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing this weekend, really. I'm at the Banana in Balham. And there's only one show each night, Friday, Saturday. I'm on, it looks like I'm on second on the Friday and third or fourth on the Saturday. And the bill, I can't remember who it is, but it's great. I looked at it, I thought, my goodness, that's a good bill. And me. If you're around, do go down there. I don't know what I'm doing in terms of whether I'm going to drive there or get a train, or I haven't got those plans yet. But if I stay over, I'll be out for drinks afterwards. I'll see if I can get myself thrown out of another bar around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's around there that it happens. So that's all I really want to say about this week, is that I'm just doing those two shows. They're both great shows. I'm really, really looking forward to them.
Okay.
I'm not even going to ask you what you're doing, Tony, because as we already know, it's going to involve house, car, illness and work.
Yes. Yeah.
any combination, any number thereof.
Something like that.
This is from the vaults.
Okay.
We have played this before. It's also brilliant. From the album, from the album Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, Volume 3. This is Species and Ram It Up. Was Species and Ram It Up Your Ass.
And, yeah, I think I remember that. We played that
yeah,
first time.
You do. We liked it the first time.
Yeah,
this
was
one that I wanted to play on the fabulous Punk and Disorderly on Pantsfield 10 Cop, but just didn't feel I could.
No, we were tempted though, if I remember correctly.
We were very tempted. Yeah, if we'd got a last show, we would have played it.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why we didn't get a last show. What's their website, Tony?
Speciesmusic.com.
Nah, I've written down here fuck all I could find. I suspect they're not still going.
Right.
I suspect that they just did a few songs, maybe recorded an album, got on that compilation, and that's about it. One of those, but it's just such a great song, I couldn't not play it. I was going through other CDs and I found it. I thought, we're having that again. We're having a From the Vaults. We are going to do a From the Vaults week. So we're going to do a whole programme of songs we played before in a few weeks' time. Things are looking quite exciting after Christmas with the Halloween special and this one. We'll have a Christmas special again. It's all been, wow, it doesn't matter. Now then, have you got twat?
I don't.
Oh, by the way, that does make it poorly be in Internet 5, Tony 2, ha. Huh? You haven't got a twat. Maybe you could explain to people why on earth we're not getting twattage. I don't know, but this needs to be sorted.
Yeah, so we had one last week and then again, none this week again, so please do need your twats. And we've said before, we're pretty sure there's got to be some twat left in the world. I've met quite a few today, so, but fortunately, you know, I could nominate myself, I suppose. But please do nominate, even if it's just a little twat. It has to be something small, or it can be something massive.
it's still got to be full on twattage.
They've got to be deserving.
They're just only one line. But we want them. I don't know why we've all done internet radio stations. You're listening right now. Send us in a twat.
Yes. I want the twat's name. Where they're from.
Twat's name. Where they're from.
And a reason.
And a reason.
Simple.
It's that simple. Even I've learnt your spiel.
Yeah. Tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email. So now, is a twat.
I have just mentioned the internet radio stations that we are privileged to be carried by. Perhaps you could remind everyone not listening on one of those stations about the stations, even if they are listening on the one station, they still hear about the other three.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense to me.
Yep. So we're on four different stations, different times of the week and day. First one and foremost, Hussey Skunk, hussieskunk.com. That's HussieSkunk.com. We're on three times a week at different times. I'm going to find out the exact things and times for you, but just listen to it, because when we're not on, other great shows on and great music.
Yeah, they're all, I mean, they are four very good stations, basically.
Yeah.
Really, really, as I say, privileged to be on them.
And so do tune into those. Second one, used to be called Roach Radio, it's now called the Internet's Talk Superstation. You can find it at talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights late, I think it was midnight EST. I will double check that, but again, go to talksuperstation.com and click through to listen. It's a Talk Superstation, obviously, primarily, but we're on there quite late in the night, so if you fancy a little bit more.
The thing is, but for all of these shows, you can say we are on at 7 o'clock peak time somewhere in the world.
Yeah. True. And next one, Mover Radio, movaradio.com. We're on channel 2, the hard drive. Again, Friday nights, 9 p.m. EST. When we're not on, say, again, other great podcast shows and punk shows, music, different music, it's quite varied. Please tune into those. And finally, Padunk. The most recent one, Padunk Radio, PODUNK radio.com, and we're on Mondays, 4 p.m. Central Time. And again, when we're not on, other great music shows, really quite varied.
Well, yeah, right, and they've got a secret Facebook page, a private Facebook page for the DJs, right?
Do they?
Yeah, it's really funny, because they're it's a great station you're listening to right now, but if you knew the nonsense that went into putting this thing together, it's hilarious. It sounds like it's hanging by a thread all the time. One of the and then just it could fall apart at any minute. Brilliant as it is, I'm just really, really enjoying the DJ just going, one going, shit, can you come before we the internet's gone down? And it's stuff like that all the time. Padunk.
So maybe pick one and listen to it this week.
If you listen to one, give another one a try this week. Let us know what you thought of it. Right, last track?
Yep.
Right. This again, I don't think this is from the vaults, and this is a taster for next week's Halloween show by your favourite West Coast death rock band and mine. I talk, of course, about Frankenstein. There's nice. A little poem for you. I don't think I'd ever played this song before because I thought it was a cover version. But I've since found out it's not.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Which means that we had full rights to play it all the way through. It opens the album, which is called An Ugly Display of Self-Preservation, and they've got the nerve on their website to say, from the latest release. it came out in 2003. So, yeah, it's 8 years old, this CD, but you know what? It's just brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Frankenstein's website?
Frankensteinmusic.com.
You nearly remembered, it's frankensteinetheband.com.
Right.
And there is information on there about upcoming shows. They're quite good at advertising new gigs. They're just not very good at bloody recording anything. Dave Grave, if on the off chance you're listening, or indeed Bart Sinister or any of the other nutters, can you get in the studio and record some more, please? Because we've played just about everything on this CD over the years, and I'd like some more. That's about it for that. Let's just hear it. This is great. If you can get hold of it, do it. It's a great album. This is Lovecraft. That was Lovecraft and Frankenstein. That, or rather, should I say, that was Frankenstein and Lovecraft. I managed to get to the end of the show, I think, without mucking up. Did it right then. Thanks ever so much for listening this week. As I say, the Halloween special will be next week's show. So it will go out to some of you early, but others of you will hear it on Halloween. It's going to be a doozy. There's been songs I've been threatening to play, if you remember, over the years, saying I'm going to put that on the Halloween show, and I haven't forgotten them. It's going to be a beauty. Please do tell your friends about it. Tell them how the many different ways that they can download the show, or indeed listen to it online. There's some things we want you to do. Particularly, we would like you to review us at iTunes if you haven't already. How do they do that, Tony?
Easy way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will take you to the iTunes music store with our page on it, where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you'll need the old Apple iTunes account. As soon as you've done that, log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. Particular interest is the US ones at the moment. I want to read the US iTunes reviews out, but I'm waiting until we've got a few in. So if you're in the US and you are on iTunes and you haven't reviewed us before, do it now. 5 stars only, we'll read them out. If you're in either UK or the US, email me tony@punkyradio.com, your review, and we'll read it on the show.
I want your jokes and poems. Tony wants your twats. Maybe I'll see one or two of you at Banana Cabaret at the Bedford in Balham on Saturday. I don't think I really said that right early on in the show. Some of you may see Tony either in a house, a car, through illness, or at work.
Yeah.
We will certainly look forward to talking with you next week with some fantastic Halloween music. For now, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.